12th District Congressman Troy Balderson has been tapped as chairman of the House Energy Action Team, better known as HEAT. The team aims to provide energy solutions that cut costs for families, strengthen national energy security, and invest in the energy workforce. HEAT is made up of a group of House Republicans that say that they champion and advance common sense energy policy priorities. Granville Township Fire plans a controlled burn at the old house by Spring Valley Nature Preserve. The township acquired the property in 2007, but it has sat unused with no takers in sight. The 45-acre preserve formed after the Spring Valley Pool closed more than 15 years ago. Reynoldsburg City Schools says free winter coats through the program Bundle Up Bus are now available to all community members who qualify while supplies last. The next stop will be at the Wagner Road Junior High School's Culture Night tonight at 4:45 p.m. Participants must complete the required form at rain.org. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Lean Window Systems anticipates adding 27 full-time jobs and over $2 million in new annual payroll with their proposed project in Heath. Galean creates European PVC window and door profiles and is set to launch in the U.S. with its energy-efficient window systems. Their project was approved for a 7-year job creation tax credit for the project. The Danville Board of Education has approved a $484,000 contract as they move forward with plans to tear down their former intermediate building. The process will also include removing all friable asbestos from the building. Crews will save the Danville School limestone arch sign before demolition begins. Columbia Gas of Ohio reminds customers to prepare now to keep their families safe as the weather turns colder and snow and ice become more likely. Outside your home, clear snow and ice from the intake and exhaust vents to prevent carbon monoxide buildup. Inside, never use an oven as a heat source. I'm Eric Brown reporting.